Hello and welcome to the Dr. Jocker's Functional Nutrition Podcast, the show designed to give you science-based solutions to improve your health and life. I'm Dr. David Jockers, Doctor of Natural Medicine and creator of drjockers.com, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm here to tell you that your body was created to heal itself, and on this show, we focus on strategies you can apply today to heal and function at your best. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's go into the show. This podcast is sponsored by our friends over at Paleo Valley, and if you have not tried their grass-fed meat sticks, what are you waiting for? These meat sticks are amazing. You know, if you go out and you look for beef jerky or something like that, even if you can find it grass-fed, it's always loaded with sugar, additives, preservatives. That's why I'm so excited about grass-fed meat sticks from Paleo Valley. They are an amazing snack. They can even be a meal replacement. There's no sugar, additives, or preservatives in them. They're kid-friendly, high in protein and healthy fats that stabilize your blood sugar, helps you get rid of cravings, support muscle development, and helps you burn fat. And they taste amazing. They're from grass-fed cows, so they have the proper omega-6 to 3 fatty acid ratio, which helps bring down inflammation. And they're loaded with powerful animal-based nutrients that support your immune function, your energy, and your skin health. And my kids love these, so they're kid-friendly. My children snack on these on a regular basis. I really enjoy them. We keep a lot on stock. They're kind of our emergency food or our quick, kind of a quick grab if we need something, you know, in a hurry. I love the grass-fed meat sticks from Paleo Valley. They've got some great flavors. They've got not only beef, but also turkey if you don't eat red meat. I think the beef tastes the best. I love the original. They've got a summer sausage, garlic summer sausage. They've got a number of different flavors that are amazing. A teriyaki, that's really good as well. So guys, check them out. Go to paleovalley.com/jockers, and that will actually give you 15% off your order. And you can check out other Paleo Valley products as well. Just go to paleovalley.com/jockers. Check out the grass-fed meat sticks as well as their other great products today. This podcast is an audio recording of one of my most popular YouTube videos on the surprising truth about red meat. And so I go on a deep dive into red meat and potential health benefits, potential drawbacks, and really how to properly consume red meat and why people may have challenges. Maybe they don't feel as good when they consume red meat. I go through exactly why that may be. And so you guys are going to get a lot out of this. This is really a deep dive on red meat. And if you know anybody that has questions about red meat, or perhaps they don't feel good when they consume red meat, or they're not sure how much red meat they should consume, or maybe their doctor has told them not to eat red meat, please share this video with them so they can learn more. And also take a moment and go to Apple iTunes, find out where it says leave a review. Leave us a 5-star review. That helps us reach more people and impact more lives. This one right here is from Maria. She says, I love listening to the Dr. Jocker's podcast. He has excellent guests and really breaks down complex information in a way that is easy to understand. Thanks so much for leaving that review, Maria. That's really what we try to do. What I try to do on this podcast is to break down complex information in a way that's easy to understand. And hopefully you guys really hear my passion. I just love health information, nutrition, superfoods. This is my passion. This is what I love. And I love educating people and sharing this information with the world. So take a moment, leave us a 5-star review. And thanks so much for being part of our community. Let's go into the show. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the truth about red meat. Is it healthy or not? Most of us have grown up with the idea that red meat is high in saturated fat and cholesterol, which is true, and that consuming saturated fat and cholesterol increases our risk of heart disease, diabetes, and really all metabolic diseases. But is that true? So when we look at studies, most of the studies that are done looking at red meat and risk for developing metabolic diseases, including heart disease, are the type of study we call epidemiological studies. And so they're looking at kind of a large group of people, and they're looking at food journals, and the people are writing down what they're eating on a regular basis. And then they will take red meat, you know, the amount of red meat that people are consuming, and then lump them into different groups and different categories. And the problem with these kind of studies
is that they're observational-based studies, and they're not isolating for key factors. And one of the most important factors is what we call a healthy user bias. And so for years, we were told red meat was unhealthy. So people that tended to live a healthier lifestyle, that really focused on stress management, good sleep, regular exercise, overall healthy nutrition, tended to eat less red meat. I know I grew up in the 90s and my family, we never ate red meat. We were told red meat was really bad for us. We were on more of a plant-based vegetarian type diet. We thought we were healthy and living healthier than everybody else. And that's what way a lot of people that are filling out these surveys, that's what they're doing. And so with the healthy user bias, people that tend to eat more red meat, at least this is back, you know, up until maybe the last 10 to 15 years, people who ate more red meat also ate more ultra processed foods, more processed carbohydrates. They also tended to have, they tended to smoke more, drink more alcohol, consume more candy, things like that. And so their overall lifestyle was really problematic. And so was it really the red meat consumption that was causing high cholesterol, that was causing heart disease, or was it the overall impact of an unhealthy lifestyle? And we really have to say it's the overall impact of the lifestyle. When somebody consumes saturated fat and cholesterol in their diet, that alone doesn't increase the amount and overall particle, LDL particles, and doesn't necessarily increase their triglyceride levels. Really, your cholesterol is going to very much respond to the level of thyroid hormone, as well as the level of insulin in your blood. So when you have low thyroid hormone, you're going to have higher, you're not going to be able to recycle your LDL particles as well in the liver. You're also going to have lower LDL receptor sensitivity at the cell. And so you're going to end up with higher amounts of LDL. Also, when you have insulin resistance, or when you have higher amounts of insulin from eating a high carbohydrate diet, that is when you're going to have higher amounts of LDL, lower HDL, higher triglycerides. We call that the terrible triad. So high LDL levels isn't necessarily bad as long as your HDL is in a good normal range and your triglycerides are low. So normally we want to see a triglyceride to HDL ratio of two or less, ideally close to one. So if your LDL is 200, right, your cardiologist is going to freak out and say, wow, that's way too high. You need a statin medication. But if your HDL, let's say it's 75 and your triglycerides are 70, that's a phenomenal ratio right there. You've got a great LDL to HDL ratio, lower than 3:1. You also have a great triglyceride to HDL ratio, less than one. So actually really, really good. And so that is a lower risk of developing any sort of heart disease. And the reason why is because there's different types of LDL particles. There is the large buoyant LDL particles that have a lot of antioxidant support that protect them from oxidative stress. You also have very small, dense LDL particles that have less antioxidant support. And those are the type that slip into the endothelial lining of the blood vessels and trigger more arterio or atherosclerosis, more plaquing, more inflammatory processes damaging the blood vessels. And so we want to reduce the amount of small, dense LDL particles, and we want to have a good amount of large, buoyant LDL particles. And one way you can tell is by looking at your LDL to HDL ratio and your HDL to triglyceride ratio. So normally your LDL to HDL ratio should be 3:1 or less, right? Three parts LDL to one part HDL or less. And then your triglyceride to HDL ratio should be under 2, ideally close to 1. And if you're in that range, you have more of the large, buoyant, and less of the small, dense LDL particles. That's normal. That's healthy. Again, when it comes to overall cholesterol, it has a lot more to do with the amount of carbohydrates and ultra-processed foods you have in your diet, as well as processed seed oils, which have been also shown to drive up triglyceride levels as well. And so those can be really problematic. So red meat itself has cholesterol and saturated fat, but it's actually a healthy component of red meat because cholesterol and saturated fat is used to create cell membranes. And those cell membranes need to have the right balance of structure. So they need to be very strong. And they also need, parts of them need to be very fluid So that way the hormone receptors can kind of fit in and work well. So you need this combination of really good, strong structure as well as fluidity. And that is what red meat, particularly grass-fed red meat, does, because it provides saturated fat, monounsaturated fat, and cholesterol, which all have great structure and provide the stability for the cell. So the cell's not weak. A weak cell that doesn't have enough of those is easily invaded by viruses, and it can be infected very, very quickly. And obviously that becomes very problematic. A cell that has too little fluidity, so the fluidity is going to come from your omega-3 fats as well as omega-6, but to a lesser degree. You got to have the right amount, and it should be a small amount of these polyunsaturated fats. That's going to be a cell that has good hormone receptor function. So the combination there, where you've got structure and stability as well as your fluidity, is going to provide the optimal membrane for good cellular function. So that's actually an important nutrient. Other key nutrients that we get in red meat: protein. We need the protein for blood sugar stability, super important. Now, a lot of plant-based advocates will say things like animal protein increases your risk of cancer. And the reason why they say that is there are certain amino acids like methionine, and very high levels of methionine coming into the system for a long period of time, like throughout the day with a long feeding window, can trigger more of the, as well as branched chain amino acids like leucine, valine, and isoleucine, can trigger more of the mTOR pathway, which can cause more rapid cellular division. And so this is why I recommend intermittent fasting and tightening your eating window. So you want the protein, you need the amino acids like methionine, like tryptophan, like glutamic acid, all these different amino acids that produce all the neurotransmitters in our brain that help us function really well, that produce all the key white blood cells in our system, that provide blood sugar stability, that help maintain lean body mass and help us burn fat for fuel. But you don't want to be consuming protein from the moment you wake up in the morning to 10, 11 o'clock at night, like a traditional bodybuilder, because that way, you know, you're going to increase that mTOR pathway. You're going to increase overall cell reproduction, and it can be problematic on your system. But if you tighten your eating window and you're consuming protein in, let's say, six, eight, 10 hour eating window, that's great. You're going to get the benefits without those downsides. So protein is key. Healthy fats. We talked about saturated, monounsaturated. Also, grass-fed meat is rich in omega-3 fats as well, which are very anti-inflammatory for the body. So super key there. There's also another key fat we call CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which has been shown in research to dramatically improve immune function and stimulate fat burning more effectively. And you get that at high amounts, particularly in grass-fed animal products, grass-fed beef, bison, things like that. Vitamin B12. There really is no plant-based source of B12 that's effective. It's a pseudo form of B12, if there is. And so a vegan or somebody that's avoiding meat products really needs to supplement with a good form of B12, but you get B12 naturally in your animal products, particularly in your grass-fed red meat. You also get fat-soluble retinol. Fat-soluble retinol is really powerful for your brain, your skin, your eyes, as well as your immune system. And so some of the best sources of fat-soluble retinol are going to be pasture-raised eggs, grass-fed butter, and also grass-fed meat. Conjugated linoleic acid, like I talked about, selenium, which is a really critical antioxidant mineral that plays an important role in immune function as well as thyroid health. You get that in high amounts in grass-fed meat. You also get zinc. Zinc is super important for skin, hair, nails, thyroid function, metabolism, immune function, super key for immune function. We learned about that, right? What's the best mineral for suppressing viral replication? Zinc. You need zinc. So many people are deficient in zinc. Getting it from grass-fed animal products, the best, most absorbable form of zinc. Carnitine. Carnitine is actually what gets fatty acids into the mitochondria to be used for energy. So if you're deficient in carnitine, you're not going to be able to burn fat effectively for fuel, and your mitochondria are not going to be able to work properly. Your body's going to produce a lot more oxidative stress, and you're going to damage cells faster. So you're going to have more of these senescent, old, damaged, decayed cells in your system. Carnitine, you're only going to find that in animal-based sources, particularly red meat. Carnitine, like carnivore, for example, it's because it's only in animal products unless you're supplementing with it. Another one that starts with carn for the carnivore, carnosine, this is actually called the molecule of longevity. Carnosine has been shown to reduce protein denaturation. So it's one of the most powerful compounds for reducing oxidative stress within our cells, for reducing glycation of our red blood cells. It helps to protect all the different proteins in our body, protects the mitochondria. Really, really powerful nutrient, the molecule for longevity. And you find this in high amounts in your grass-fed animal products, up to 1,500 milligrams per pound in your grass-fed animal products. So a lot of powerful nutrients in there, a lot of reasons to consume red meat. You're gonna get a lot more of these nutrients in grass-fed animal products, and also less toxins in grass-fed rather than commercially raised grain-fed animal products. So when the animals are consuming grains, they are bioaccumulating any of the pesticides and herbicides that were sprayed on those grains. And the grains trigger more omega-6 fats. The omega-6 fats are more inflammatory for the body. So you get higher amounts of omega-6, lower omega-3, less CLA, less antioxidants, less carnosine, less vitamin E, vitamin A, retinol, all of these things, and then more toxins. So it's really ideal to go with grass-fed, pasture-raised red meat.
I just wanted to interrupt this podcast to give you an important announcement. You see, many people around the world are deficient in this one crucial mineral, and they don't even realize it. In fact, it's the second most abundant mineral in your body. Every one of your cells contain it and need the mineral to function. But unfortunately, studies estimate that one out of four people, 25%, of our world is deficient in it. And I'm talking about zinc, of course. Zinc is an essential mineral that your body doesn't create or store, meaning daily intake is required. And my friends over at Purality Health have a new rapid absorbing, delicious zinc that's a great way to boost your zinc levels and ensure your body's getting this critical mineral delivered to every cell in your body. With just one tablespoon a day, you can boost your immune system, improve your memory, reduce inflammation, regulate your hormones, and so much more. Now, the best part is that Purality Health Zinc is one of the most easily absorbed oral forms available today. For a limited time, they're offering a special buy one, get one free deal, which is backed by a 180-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like their zinc, you can get your money back. So there's no risk, and you can take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal on their zinc. All you need to do is visit zincimmunity.com/DRJ. That's all one word. zincimmunity.com, one word, /DRJ to access this exclusive deal. So go out, get yourself some zinc, start seeing the improvement in your immune system, your memory, your inflammation, your hormones today.
Now, there are some people out there that say, well, when I eat red meat, I don't feel good. I feel like I've got acid reflux. I feel like I'm constipated. I have diarrhea. I have brain fog. I have more pain in my body. I get acne or I get eczema. There are a couple of reasons for that. Number one is for some individuals, their gut has been so damaged that they have developed a food allergy or sensitivity to the particular red meat, beef or whatever they're consuming. And that can certainly be an issue. Okay. But that is actually pretty rare. The more common issues when you're not digesting red meat effectively would be low stomach acid. That's one of the most common reasons. You need really good stomach acid to break down red meat effectively. A lot of people not producing enough stomach acid, so it just sits in their gut. And so what can we do there? We can chew on some ginger root before the meal. That will help activate all the digestive juices, including stomach acid, bile production, pancreatic enzymes, so you can digest your meal more effectively. Drink ginger tea throughout the day. That can really help. Take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 4 ounces of water and drink that before the meal. And that can really help with stomach acid production so you can digest your meat more effectively. You can also take betaine HCL, which is a supplement that supports your stomach acid levels and naturally brings your stomach acid levels up so you can digest the meat effectively. In fact, one of the tests that I actually do on people is I do what's called a steak test. You eat roughly 6 ounces of steak. Normally, you should feel great after eating that. You don't eat anything else with it, steak and maybe some salt, no sauces, nothing else. Just consume that. If you feel bad, if you've got acid reflux, if you've got indigestion, if you've got constipation, diarrhea, whatever these unwanted symptoms are, that's a sign you're not producing enough stomach acid. And you also may have congested and sluggish bile flow. And if that's the case, we need to do things like use castor oil pack over our gallbladder and liver area. We need to drink ginger tea. We need to do the apple cider vinegar before the meal and see if we're noticing improvement there. We may also need to supplement with betaine-HCL or some sort of stomach acid digestive enzyme supplement in order to improve digestion. Now, another issue, and this goes hand in hand with the stomach acid, is an H. pylori infection, very common infection that suppresses. H. pylori is this bacteria that can live in the stomach, but it suppresses stomach acid production. And a common symptom is belching or burping on a regular basis, trouble digesting meat, oftentimes nutrient deficiencies like in B12, zinc, iron. I didn't even mention iron. That's one of the key nutrients in our red meat. If we have an H. pylori infection, that can reduce our ability to digest meat effectively as well. We have a lot of content on drjockers.com on our H. pylori protocol that really works great to help to reduce and eliminate H. pylori so you can really get the stomach acid production that you need. And again, the last thing there is sluggish bile. I also see this very commonly because red meat is a combination of protein and fat. And so you also need the bile to emulsify the long chain fats that are coming into your system from the red meat. And so we need really good bile flow. I like bitter herbs, things like cilantro, dandelion, ginger, radishes, artichokes, parsley. Consuming these types of what we call bitter herbs really helps to thin the bile, helps it flow more effectively so you can get the bile flow you need to digest the meat more effectively. You can also take a bile supplement as well. There's a lot of different supplements that have bile salts in them, or even like ox bile itself, particularly if you don't have a gallbladder, so you don't have a storage component for bile, you may need to take an ox bile supplement with your possibly stomach acid and pancreatic enzyme support in order to effectively digest that. So that's a lot of content. All that to say and to summarize that red meat for most people is actually going to be very, very healthy food for them. But I would recommend going with grass-fed red meat and then checking on your digestive system and how your body's tolerating it to see if you need stomach acid support, to see if you need bile support, so you can really digest it, metabolize it, get all these powerful nutrients out of it. The idea that cholesterol and saturated fat causes heart disease, or I should say cholesterol and saturated fat from red meat is going to cause heart disease in your body, is incorrect. That's not based on the latest science and literature. That's based on an old dogmatic idea. If we keep our blood sugar and our insulin levels stable, we are going to not have the terrible triad and chronic inflammation in our blood vessels, and we're going to have healthier blood vessels, and we're going to have a lower risk of heart disease and all metabolic diseases. So that's important to know. The idea that animal protein increases your risk of cancer is not true either. It's really toxins. Okay, so if you're consuming a lot of toxins, that's going to drive up your risk of cancer. If you're consuming a lot of commercially raised animal products, they're going to have more toxins. That could be an issue. So that's why grass-fed is always best. And then on top of that, where there could be like a half-truth with animal protein would be if we're consuming animal protein, or really any type of protein, could be plant protein as well, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. So if we're consuming protein all day long, and it's really long feeding window, we are overdriving pathways like the mTOR pathway that increases cell reproduction. And that increased cell reproduction is going to lead to an increase in senescent or old damaged decayed cells and a lot of dysfunctional cells. So we need to have a balance between cell reproduction and cell cleansing and healing. And that's where intermittent fasting or time-restricted feeding and kind of compressing our eating window goes, because that gives our body time to get rid of a lot of these old damaged senescent cells, senescent mitochondria, clean those up, reestablish new healthy cells, new healthy mitochondria. That reduces your risk of all-cause morbidity and mortality, so all different types of diseases, and your overall risk of dying in general. So, long video. Try to be as thorough as possible. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Please send it to somebody that you know and that you care about. And we'll see you in a future video. Be blessed.
Well, that's all for this show. And I want to thank you again for spending your valuable time with me today. And if there was something you heard in this interview that you have questions on or you want to dive into deeper, then drjockers.com is the best place to go. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider taking just a quick moment and giving us a great review. Your reviews help us influence more people and transform more lives. And if you took something valuable away from this episode, then please share it with someone in your life you know it can help. We'll see you soon on a future podcast. Be blessed, everybody.